Welcome back to For Love of Food, Michael Warren Thomas, and I just found some kiwi berries at Abundance Market, and this is actually a vine that I've grown, although I didn't have enough sun where I was growing it to produce any kiwi berries at the time. It's kind of a pretty vine, but this is one of the first times I've seen them in a market. I don't know. Haven't seen them at any of the big grocery stores, or I've occasionally seen them at farmers markets. But now is the time of the year to look for these kiwi berries. I know at least one farmer who's trying to ramp up some production locally. These are from Oregon. They're organic kiwi berries, and they don't really look sort of they're the shape of kiwi. They're the size of a large green grape. And so they're not fuzzy on the outside. They're smooth on the outside. And when you slice them open, and you can eat the skin, so you don't need to take the skin off the way you do a regular kiwi. But when you slice into these kiwi berries, you'll see they look exactly like a kiwi. And generally, you harvest them, when I've had them in the past, harvest them kind of after the first frost. So these from Oregon, I'm not sure were that they waited that long, but they're beautiful. And they store a long time in your refrigerator. These berries, I've gotten, you know, handfuls of them, a small bowl of them in the past from one of my neighbors who also grows them. And they'd last weeks in the refrigerator if I forgot to eat them. So you should go over to Abundance and try some of these kiwi berries. I don't know if they've carried them in the past, but they just got them in for sort of a seasonal thing. As they ripen in the fall, and again, they're like a large green grape, but have the taste, the look of kiwi, and probably packed with nutrients, and kind of fun to eat. Something a little different. It'd be fun to surprise some people with them. And if you want to grow the vine, you need a male and a female. You only need one male. For a whole lot of female vines, they just need to be able to cross-pollinate in the same area. And, I guess not cross-pollinate, get pollinated by the bees in that area. So if you want to grow your own, you can find them locally to purchase, although not easily. I would call if that's all you're looking for, kiwi vines, and see who might have them. I haven't seen them anywhere this year for sale at garden centers, but I'm certain they can order them for next year. You also can get them online. And at this point, they still might ship them to you, and you could get them in the ground this fall, potentially. Miller Nurseries, which used to be in Canandaigua, was sort of merged or purchased by Stark Brothers. There are a few, I was like, Rainforest, is there an online source of really good of edible shrubs and trees? But now the name's Rainforest, something like that. You'll find it. Or email me if you want some suggestions on where to find these. But again, you need a male and a female. They are pretty aggressive growing vines. So I wouldn't put them on your house. They take after not maybe quite as bad as wisteria and trumpet vine, but those are two other vines you don't want near your house either. So the kiwi, you're probably out in the yard somewhere with a trellis for it, and these little berries will ripen over the summer, and you'll be able to harvest them right now in the fall. But it will take a couple years. It's just like any other fruit tree or, grapevines that you plant. It's generally 2 to 4 years before you get any harvest or much of a harvest closer to that four-year time range. So, you know, if you plant an apple tree or a pear tree now, it's probably going to be a couple years before you see any fruit. But it is a great time of year to put those in the ground and get them started for your future orchard. And these kiwi berries, again, hard to find, but you certainly can get the mail order if you don't find them locally. But go taste them at Abundance. You can buy a little package of them, and it's just kind of a fun novelty. And again, tasty, probably really nutritious, and just kind of fun. So kiwi berries, now available at Abundance. And if you see them elsewhere, let me know. I wasn't actually even looking for these. I just happened to see them when I was at Abundance. So they may be available elsewhere, and I just haven't noticed. But I was excited to see them because I've been waiting for this friend of mine who's growing them at a farm to start producing larger quantities and be able to sell them at least to friends and family and eventually maybe to some markets. So kiwi berries, look for them. If you find things like this that are unusual that maybe you haven't seen before, send me a note and let me know. Michael@saverlife.com. There's a new pizza place in the South Wedge. Just opened, I think, yesterday at 4 o'clock. And it's the chef co-owner of the Playhouse Swillburger who's doing this, Brian Van Etten. And it's his partners from the Playhouse and Swillburger, which are in the former church. That's at the corner of Meggs and Clinton. And so Tracy Schumacher has a nice article in the Democrat and Chronicle, an interview with him. Also, it's subscription for subscribers to the DNC. It's $10 a month for digital access, which is what I do, which is it's a great bargain. And supports local journalists and their work like this. Looking forward to going and tasting this. It's sort of a fun story, it's fun looking back on this story, maybe, because it's kind of a funny way that Brian Van Etten got into the pizza business, and you can read about it in Tracy's article. And looking forward to going over and tasting it. We have lots of pizza in Rochester, but perhaps nothing quite like this. And her article goes into some of the history of Detroit-style pizza. So read it and then go over and try it out. Give it a taste. If you haven't been to Swillburger, and you know, maybe you don't eat a lot of hot dogs and hamburgers, which they specialize in, they have a really good beet burger at Swillburger. Now, one of the better vegetarian burgers in Rochester. Theirs and the Brown Hound, when they have it on their menu, two of the better ones here in our area. So again, if you run into some interesting and new foods, new places, email me, michael@saverlife.com. I was at the Brown Hound this week and posted a photo of their peanut butter Sammy on Instagram. And it's two peanut butter cookies with peanut butter in between them. And as I said on Instagram, finally peanut butter cookies that have enough peanut butter. It's just, I generally love cookies and especially peanut butter cookies, but seldom is there more than a hint of peanut butter in a peanut butter cookie. Maybe it's just the fact that if you put too much peanut butter in, you know, it doesn't bake correctly, which is, I'm sure that's part of it. And so the Brown Hound has a great way to solve this. You just put a nice thick layer of peanut butter between two peanut butter cookies. And in their own right, those are really good peanut butter cookies from the Brown Hound also. It was pretty amazing. And if you haven't tried them, you should get over the Brown Hound and get some a peanut butter Sammy or two. And then their chocolate chip cookie is, I think, especially good. There's almost everyone makes a chocolate chip cookie. There are very few that come close to the ones we make at home, and the Brown Hound is the closest one I found. They have a sort of crispy on the edges, chewy in the middle. It's a fairly big cookie, but it's not crazy big. And they get some caramelization on the bottom of it. It's how I like chocolate chip cookies. Again, there's tons of them around, but Trish Azer at the Brown Hound really, she does a outstanding one. So they do brunch or lunch Thursday and Friday and brunch on the weekends at the Brown Hound. Also Thursday nights have happy hour hors d'oeuvres. But they also have this little coffee shop that is available generally when the museum is open, Thursday, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And really, really good. And then just around the corner from the Brown Hound, the new Matilda is open, and had one of their breakfast sandwiches about a week ago. It was filling and delicious, one of the best breakfast sandwiches that I've had in a long time. We've been actually tasting them as part of Rochester Food Net. You can go to rochesterfoodnet.com and look back on some of the different reviews from, I guess there's 9 different places that we've had the breakfast sandwiches. And not certain the next two. This is sort of a year-long project, so there'll be 12 in total. And not sure which ones are left for us to review. But Matilda's has a really good breakfast sandwich. And I also saw a note that the Flower City Bread Company is bringing back their bread breakfast sandwich after a hiatus this spring and summer, I guess. They're back to producing a breakfast sandwich. So, and it's, you know, a lot of a breakfast sandwich for me is about the bread. And Flower City Bread has really good bread. So I have never had their breakfast sandwich. I got to get over and get one. But go to rochesterfoodnet.com and read about the various breakfast sandwiches, which vary tremendously. There's all sorts of things that differentiate them, from the bread to the cheese to just the options that you have. We went to Balsam Bagels, and of course you get a million options there because of all the bagels they make. But it's been fun to go out in search of these breakfast sandwiches. Some are just the classic, you know, simple bread, simple egg, simple cheese, you know, and very inexpensive. Some you can choose Gruyere and bacon and avocado and other things to go on it. So there's many different options in the world of breakfast sandwiches. You can email me anytime, michael@saverlife.com, if you have some places you've been or some dishes that you've made that were especially good. Just last night made it's a Moroccan dish with lentils and sweet potato and Swiss chard, and then turmeric curry garam masala. It's and garlic and onions. What else was in that? Some lime juice, some fresh grated ginger, and it's a vegan dish, and then a coconut vegan yogurt, which goes in it. And for a cold night, this is like a great stew. We put it over rice. Lots of ways you could do it. And I actually added, we had some cauliflower that I'd baked, and I added that to it. That was really delicious. So if you want that recipe, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com, and be happy to pass that along. It's some of the combination of the lentils and the sweet potatoes and the Swiss chard seems a little unusual and especially delicious. Sometimes when we didn't have quite enough sweet potatoes, we've put in just white potatoes. And those are really good. And I think once we did it with half white potatoes and half sweet potatoes, and the sweet potatoes kind of lose their texture when they're cooked like this. The white potatoes, actually, the ones we used, held their texture really well, and it was kind of nice to have, you know, a firmer potato in there, and the cauliflower sort of served that same purpose of having something with a firmer texture, as it was, a roasted cauliflower that still had, you know, pretty good texture to it, not al dente, but still a nice texture and great flavor combination. So, and if you want that recipe, feel free to send me a note and I'll pass it along. There are a couple other things in it. Some black pepper and I think we've used kale in place of the Swiss chard in the past. So I really enjoy cooking sort of stews and soups and things where you don't have to worry about the percentages of things and when you're baking, you have to be really exact in many cases. And I just prefer cooking where you're not very exact and you trade out different ingredients. And when you're making soups and stews like this, you can do that. And if you make a mistake and something's not a good combination, you can usually cover that up in some way or another. But I like the just kind of winging it with these kinds of recipes. And with the colder weather, it's a great time of year to do these and make these kinds of things. And also, like Abundance had some garnet yams on sale, so that was also perfect timing. Yesterday I was, and we'll talk in the next show and Discover the Finger Lakes more about my trip to Skinny Atlas yesterday, but I stopped in at the patisserie in Skinny Atlas, and I have to admit, that was my first stop. It was there scouting for the spotted lanternfly invasive insect, which is not in the Finger Lakes yet, but will be at some point coming up from Pennsylvania. So I went first to Skinny Atlas, and I was going to Auburn and Seneca Falls and Waterloo, and the patisserie is right behind the Sherwood Inn in Skinny Atlas, and it is a fantastic bakery. They had a black-bottomed muffin, which I really had no idea what that was going to be. And it's a sort of a chocolate bottom half of a muffin with a cream cheese filling and more of a vanilla on top. It was delicious, kind of a small meal compared to most muffins. And then they were out of chocolate croissants, but got a plain one, which was excellent, and a molasses cookie, which is one of the best molasses cookies I've had in quite a while. So again, it's the patisserie behind the Sherwood Inn. You can park, basically pull in to the Sherwood Inn parking lot, and then the patisserie is a very small business. They had almost no space inside before this coronavirus pandemic. So because it was such small space, now they have an order window, and a pay window, and you don't go inside at all. And you know, for some people, I think that, you know, that will feel even safer to patronize this patisserie because they're doing it this way, being extra careful, again, in skinny Atlas. And pretty, I mean, it's a gorgeous time of year to drive around. The colors are a peak right now. Fall colors are stunning, and we'll talk more about my drive through the region tomorrow, or in the next hour, Discover the Finger Lakes, about some of the things I found. I also went to Weedsport, which I'd never really driven around Weedsport at all. So some really gorgeous houses in Weedsport. I've normally, you know, it's just one of the exits on the thruway, and I'd never really explored, but I decided to do that on my way to Skinny Atlas and look for this invasive species of insect that is going to come up here from Pennsylvania in the near future. We're just hoping to put off that time as long as possible. It's just an ideal time to take a drive around our region, north, south, east, or west. The colors are really, really gorgeous, and it's a bright, sunny, beautiful day. The wineries generally are open. Generally, after Columbus Day in the pre-pandemic world, the visitation would go down a lot after Columbus Day. And so if you looking, you want to do something, but not where there's lots of people, this weekend, with the nice weather, we'll probably be somewhat busy at the wineries, but some are taking reservations, so you could call, and I think you'll probably find it's not as busy as it's been over the last month, probably. And as we get into later October, November, it gets pretty quiet. And I imagine with the pandemic going on, and it's going to be probably even quieter. So really nice time to visit the wineries and stock up on some wine for the winter season. A friend of mine sent me a note that Eveningside Winery, which is in Western New York, it's close to Arrowhead Spring Vineyards, that winery has been sold. And they're selling their stock of wine. There's some really good reds. Arrowhead Spring Vineyards, I've loved their reds for a long time. And Eveningside is very close to them, also does some really delicious red wines. So check them out online, or I'm not sure if they're open for retail hours. And Arrowhead Spring Vineyards has their tasting room open. It's a large tasting room. It's near Lockport, and it's just an hour and a half away. So and Eveningside Vineyards has been sold, and they are selling. I don't know what the prices are. I'm going to get some reds. I got to do that this afternoon. If you know of news in the food and wine world, email me, michael@saverlife.com. I'll be back with Discover the Finger Lakes and tomorrow the Grapevine at 9 a.m. here at saverlife.com. Have a great day.